Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, less time blowing threes and more taking care of the ball, Quentin. Quinton.
They got practice coming up.
Five turnovers. Got to clean that up.
That was embarrassing.
He was scoring
down
low, though.
That's what practice is for. He was scoring down low for me. I liked it.
He
don't back down. Yeah, he had a couple. He was trying to go aware. I like it. Defensively, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Quinton Post. He's, you know, he's kind of feast or famine, it feels like at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he's a stretch five, and they need him.
Richard didn't score in that game, Stoney.
How many minutes?
18.
I mean,
team high, that's negative 25, but it lies.
All right, let's finish up with some Warriors and move on to the Niners.
All
they
right.
got a
big game.
Monday night game it's on Monday. Let's go to Tim in North Carolina.
Timmy.
Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
Fellas, what is up? Hey, I'll just quick follow up before y'all get off the Warriors. Kind of follow up on Austin, man. I mean, look, I y'all know how I feel. I've said it before. Guru never, Steiny just a little bit sometimes, but a lot of the damn Bay Area media sound like they're on the payroll for the Warriors. I mean, we talk about that all the time. And so Ferdale getting on there and selling them Wolf tickets is just, I mean, that's par for the course to me. But I'm like Guru on this one. Had they beat Indiana, had they beat Milwaukee, and they're 11-6 right now, I don't think nobody really jumping to bringing up this schedule thing like that. Had they won maybe one of the Miami-Orlando games and they 12-5, ain't nobody talking about no schedule. So I just, like I said, when Kerr put them narratives out, man, some of them cheerleaders in that media room, they go out there and sell them tickets for him. And I just, it's hilarious. But what I do want to say, Kuminga, when his problem is when he starts wanting to dance with the ball, that's when the ball gets loose. When he wants to do his little James Harden up and under and all that nonsense, that's when he loses. You know, when you 6'7", 230 pounds, triple threat, power dribble right, left, get to the basket, and that's most of the time when his success comes. When he comes off the pick and roll and his mind is made up to get to the rim, that's usually when he gets his work done. But I'm like Rick Barry at this point, man. Look, you got your money. Go play basketball. The hell with it. They take you out, they take you out. Go play basketball and stop trying to play like you're trying to not make mistakes. Because I think Barry just hit it right on the head. I mean, he couldn't have said it no smoother than any way he said it. And I'm like Austin, man. I think, you know, ain't no excuses no more for Kuminga. Go play basketball, man. And stop worrying. You ain't got time to be in your head no more. If they pull you out of the game, you come out of the game. But, yeah, when you 6'7", 230, you ain't got time to be dancing. You know, in the old days, those guys triple threat, and they got to the basket and got to their spot. Mm. And when it's 1, 2, 3 dribbles at the most, ain't nobody taking the ball from you. If you look at Jimmy, Jimmy don't dance. You know, he's square up, triple threat. He gets to the basket. He gets there, jump stop. If he's going up with it or he's kicking it out. You know what I mean? So Kuminga got to be a little bit more deliberate with his moves to stop dancing. I think his handle is fine for a game like that. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's big for you. No, that's big from Tim, Stoney. Yeah, criticizing JK.
Let me know when he wants to get some facts into the story.
Oh,
Timmy. Yeah, I was on the payroll. And I was taken off the payroll.
Oh,
so I'm not on the payroll. I was on the payroll about 2013.
Look at him.
Timmy, I was on the payroll.
Honestly, Stoney,
and they said, we don't want you on the payroll anymore.
But I'm being honest with this question because I've been in corporate, but not big like you were on a team. Was that always in the back of your mind when you went on? Because I used to see you on TV. Or you just came from the heart and just being honest?
Maybe that's why he's not on the payroll anymore.
Heaven, you know, but no, Stoney, seriously, did that ever, were you ever like, oh, maybe I went a little too hard?
I told you that story. I mean,
you told me a lot, but I don't remember one where you were.
Yeah, Laker bought the team and watched for a year, and he's like, so.
Oh, wait.
So we pay this sideline guy?
How do you know he's, well, your boys now. How do you know you were on his radar?
Because I could tell. It's not hard.
How long did you last after that? Like, when did you get that?
Move on,
I was when did you know he was like,
I really want to do this.
Yeah, no, seriously, dude. This is incredible.
I was winding down. I was winding down on TV anyway.
But your love of the game was still there.
I could, yeah, and you know what?
Because they don't have you,
you know
now.
What? Once I left, I refound my joy for basketball. Mm. Like Jimmy Butler. I had to get off the Warriors payroll like Butler did with Miami.
Yeah.
Go pursue other things. And so, as Buddy Hield would say, I got my joy back.
Well, he doesn't have his, but I'll say this to that, Stoney. Yeah, I just wanted that factoid. You never let you being on the payroll dictate what you were going to say.
Well, somebody might say I did when I was on the payroll, but I haven't been on the payroll.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. But it sounds like you said, nah, Goo, I spit the reel.
I just was doing me and ran its course.
Stoney, can I ask the last question? Did you get a phone call or an email to let you know?
No, I quit. I ended up quitting.
Oh.
My contract was up in, I can't believe. So my contract.
I love this.
Yeah, my contract was up in December of 1 year.
And you just walked away.
No, I said, you know, I'm winding down. And they said, all right, well, can you finish out the season? And I was like, yeah, I'll finish out the season. And
any regrets? I'm being honest to that decision.
Not one.
All right, because they don't have that now. Remember how they used to have you, Bucher, and Rob, my girl. You guys do it. They don't have that now. I miss it.
Yeah, it's that role was gratuitous, superfluous.
Mm.
Well, actually,
Hernandez would kiss the butt of the whole team.
Well, you try.
Stop, Evan, don't laugh. Stop, man.
I mean, donut butt.
Trust me, you know, some people said, what are you doing? All you got to do is...
Oh,
all you got to do is
I'm be fair, a little nicer. Baby. I'm fair.
So I was wrong. No, I wasn't wrong, but I was gone.
Yeah, but you didn't regret it. That's all that matters.
No, not really. Well, when I was unemployed for about 4 months, I did. But, you know.
Look at you now.
It was a great adjustment period for me. Mm-hmm. Frank's in Atlanta.
Our man, Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, gents. Hope everybody's doing okay. Hope you're feeling better, Stoney.
Thank you.
My brother's in Oakland, and he had that crud, too.
Yeah.
He told me it was horrible. We're right on schedule.
Oh.
Okay? My homeboy works in the NBA front office. You break the season down into 5.5, 15-game sections. Okay? If you go 9-6 in each of those 15 game sections on April 1st, you will be 45-30 with a good chance to win 50 games and stay out of the play-in. We were 9-6 two games ago. We lost two games in a row at the end of a hellacious stretch, and that's okay. If we win If we go 9-4 in our next 13 games, we'll be 18-12. We'll be right on schedule. Our over and under at the beginning of the year was 49 games. Was it not? That's what everybody said we were.
I saw between 46.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so when we trade Jonathan Kuminga and get somebody else, if he makes us a better team, then we have a chance to get past 50 games.
Mm. I hear you, Frank.
I hear you, Frank. Thanks for the call.
ATL. I like that 15-game increments, man. Okay.
Numbers are numbers.
9-6.
Numbers are numbers.
Man, we're 0-2 in the next 15, though. 13 left.
They're on a pace right now to win 43 games.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I would owe you money. But yeah. I'll be okay because it looks like you're going to owe me money with that Laker bet.
I haven't really crunched the numbers on the Warriors, but they got to go 41-24 to get to 50 wins.
That's it.
41-24.
Maybe that's why I'm mad. I ain't mad. I'm just like, all right, here we go. Starts tonight. Portland. And then you say Monday. Who's Donnie? Who's coming in?
The Jazz.
The Jazz. You said you might go to that
one. See, if the Jazz were the Carolina Panthers, we'd hear, I'll tell you what, don't sleep on the Jazz. The Jazz. Woo. Hey, trouble.
What?
No, it's the Jazz.
No, Carolina's on the Niners bumper in the standings, Donnie. This guy, I'm just saying. They've won 5 games, lost 4. This is going to be a big game. I cannot wait. And we're going to talk about it here. You feel like you feel the energy for it towards it Monday night?
Not yet.
Mm. Down 6, and you ain't been out.
That's true. I feel like Monday night games are different. There's not the anticipation that you usually feel for a Sunday game. For example, I'm already preparing for we're coming in Monday, and it'll be the day of the game. We won't be reactive.
Yeah. Well, for us, but as far as the streets, Donnie, I'm hearing a lot. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I don't get too high early. I'm not getting up. I'm not wound up for a NFL game that's 3 days away. I try never to get too high or too low. I try to keep it even keel. Monday will get here.
But it's like a playoff game.
Even though tomorrow's not promised, we all do know that Monday will get here. So,
Sunday night, you ain't getting to Monday.
No, but Monday will still happen. It might have to go on without me.
I don't know about you. I look at Monday night games seriously. Not Sunday night. Monday night, Sunday night too, to a degree, but you had ball in the daytime. It's like a playoff game. Everybody's watching the Niners, Carolina. Your favorite actor.
Is it a playoff game because it's a Monday night game?
Yeah.
Right, not because...
Well, the standing too. The Niners need this. Well, they can't slip up.
All right. I know. And this is what I wanted to get at.
And Buffalo was -6.5 last night and lost outright for the game. The Niners -7.
Mm. You said off the air. You said,
hey,
it's a playoff game for the Niners.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's not.
I told Evan when you're out. Why is it?
Because, let's put it this way, if this were a playoff game, then the playoffs would be at least a double elimination tournament. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But, they're running out, Steiny, and they're trying to solidify their position to hold on to the 7th spot. And I just think Carolina, this is what I love about sports, is when both teams, something's on the line, and we know that for the Niners, but Carolina too. And I can see it going both ways, but, I'm sitting here telling you, and I told Evan while you were out, Steiny, what can you count on defensively? And
I'll tell you what you can count on. You can count on a team that's going to play very hard.
They're going to be
gritty. They're going to have to play as a team because their stars are out.
What does that equate to for Carolina when, let's say, third down, they have 10 opportunities? If they convert 8, then all that is factual.
What if they can turn 3? For the life of me, don't understand this. We see every week is different in the NFL. So why do we just think the 49ers defense, they're going to give up 35 a game for the rest of the season? I don't believe that.
I hear you. And they didn't do it against Atlanta.
Exactly.
But that was Atlanta.
Carolina didn't score 30? Should Carolina?
I wouldn't bet my broken lawnmower on that.
Cleveland, and Tennessee. Should the 49ers have to score 30 points in each of those games for them to win?
That's an interesting question. right now want to say no, but what if Shadur balls out against because they got a great defense. I'm saying great. What if he has a great debut against the Raiders?
Okay.
Then they figure something out. Now Jerry Judy's a problem, and he's throwing the ball around, and then you face him. Who knows? Because if they stop you, which they have in that building, you know, a couple years ago, I'm just saying, Stein, Cleveland's not going to be as
Shadur
easy.
Shadur Sanders.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I
like
got
he's going to be the toughest quarterback they face.
No, I'm not saying
that. I mean,
that.
Come on, dude.
I'm rooting for Shadur, but I hear you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
But if you hear me, Stoney, I'm not saying be afraid of Shadur. I'm just saying, what if he has a good coming out party against the Raiders?
Okay.
Then they got some momentum offensively.
I don't believe in that. Like, I swear to God, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Like, every week's different. And then players, over the course of seasons, they establish a level of consistency or they don't. And Shadur Sanders has quarterbacked, what, a quarter?
Yeah. Not even that.
I mean, and this is where I look at Robert Saleh, and this is where I'm at. To me, it's about the opposing quarterbacks. And you've got Bryce Young,
who I'm not
Shadur
high
Sanders,
on.
Yeah. And I don't, Cam Ward, a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, Robert Saleh should be able to confuse them a little bit. Yeah.
They'll be favored in all three of those games, as
exactly.
We talked about. So I hear you.
I mean, I just, you know, got Carolina coming in.
They got an okay defense, though, Stoney.
I'm sure
they
do.
Yeah, you know.
But this is what
Brock
I mean.
Brock made a couple throws.
Okay,
he was rusty when he came back against Arizona. I just think to myself, this is how I watch sports. Man, what if Arizona catches those balls? And not saying he's going to do that Monday night, but what if Carolina turns you over? Then we got a ball game.
Well, of course, but so then you're like, but the Niners are healthy offensively. So it's like, well, what if the Carolina Panthers hold you to 6 points? Well, then we got to talk about the offense. I mean, for goodness sakes, their offense is right now completely healthy, pretty much, right?
Everybody but Ayuk.
Well, he's not playing this year, so you're not getting any healthier, probably. I mean, I don't know if he's not going to play, but
if it was up to me, he would. Yeah.
I've come full circle on that.
Tell me why.
When guys can play, they got to play. Like, I heard this one. So, if the 49ers make the playoffs, Fred Warner has a shot at playing? Great. Are you kidding me? That is absolutely,
I hadn't heard that.
Positively unbelievable.
That's the first I've heard that.
Right. And so what happens after that? I wouldn't bring him back. Why not? Well, what if he gets hurt for next year? I mean, what are we doing? The guy's going to rehab as hard as he can.
He's
a warrior. He's going to try to come back if he can play. And if he can do it, you gotta let him do it. I mean, I find it, I don't think, see, I think people there are like, it's kind of fake outrage.
Like, remember you said that to me.
I don't believe there are many fans out there, if at all, who would say, tell you what, Warner might be able to play in that first playoff game. No.
Well, let's do this.
We're not allowing him.
All right, let's do this.
Why not?
Okay, let's do this. Let's just go back to last year's NBA playoff series against Minnesota and the Golden State Warriors. Stoney, if Steph would have been allowed to come back or even try, and let's just say he tore his hammy, it would be Armageddon in the Bay from the media and not just Dub Nation.
Okay, don't play him then if he's healthy. Don't play him.
But that's an example of how it could go wrong.
Well, he didn't.
By
Curry did not play.
No,
Curry did not come back.
I'm just saying happy, though.
But he didn't. Like, he didn't. And again, had they won, had they pushed the series longer and he ended up playing game six, who knows if that was pushing it or playing it safe? I don't know. I mean, I'm just...
You know what? And I got to just read this to you, Stoney. Never go full, Jeff. Just hit me in the cardiac muscle. I don't know if you remember years past, the Eagles played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Terrell Owens broke his ankle, came back, and played in the Super Bowl and balled out. So remember, that did happen.
Yeah.
And at that time, like, what are you doing?
Like, I feel like pro football players know deep down, every game could be their last. Mm. So that's why if they can play, they play. They don't go out and say, well, if I get hurt today, it might be the last game. But if I, like, they got to play. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the 49ers get into the playoffs at 11-6 and now Warner's coming back for the first playoff game? I mean, sign me up for that, for sure. You're not saying don't play.
No, they said it is truly interesting, but I'm thinking the long game, but now you're telling me that this guy's telling one of my best player, if not the best player, is telling me he can go. Why wouldn't he go?
Exactly. And you know what? I do believe certain players, maybe the rules are different, and Fred Warner's a guy that, I mean, didn't he play all last year with
one leg? So, and I was getting mad at him for them letting him, because he was a little different, Steiny. He was compromised. He didn't look like the same Fred, he'll tell you, but he was out there.
I just feel like, I don't know. If Fred Warner says, I want to play.
You're telling me they get to a playoff game and he can come back? Wow. Like, no, like, whoa.
Who says no to that? Who would say no? We don't want him back.
Nobody.
Exactly. But I heard a lot of it this morning.
Saying protect him, don't risk the biscuit.
Sure.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Man.
You get Fred Warner back, I don't even care if he's 100%.
Because he sure showed you he could play on one ankle last year, Steiny. He did that for umpteen games.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they play the Carolina Panthers on Monday. They're 7-4. And, boy, they win this game.
They're 8-4.
They put Carolina in a big, big bind.
Yeah.
And then you wait to see what happens with Chicago, for example. And
which is still going to have, forget Carolina, playoff implications, you know. But the Bears have got all the way up to fourth.
I mean,
and you got this week of stand, you know, what's going to happen in regard to what those Detroits and the Bears and Carolina and the Niners will duke it out.
I mean, the Niners control their own destiny.
Yeah.
Because they're in the playoffs right now, and their schedule is doable, and they're already sitting pretty.
You taking the Niners over the Packers? These are all the teams ahead of them. I'm just curious. Over the Green Bay right now, would you take the Niners?
Well, I mean,
I would.
You're probably asking who the better team is. And I'm more interested in could they win a game postseason? Yes, they can beat the Packers.
How about Seattle?
See, here's the thing. I think they can beat any team. I just don't think they can beat three good teams in a row.
Yeah, Tampa, but I think the first Rams and Philly.
I mean, if they got to go to L.A. in the playoffs,
which it looks like it would be, if it ended today,
it's going to be really hard. But I give them a chance down in L.A. But then who do they play after that? And then who would they play after that? Yeah. I think that's where. I don't know. If you go into the postseason and you're saying Fred Warner's coming back, I gotta believe that's a big psychological boost.
And you're a half game up on Detroit, Stoney. They're still there. They're behind the Niners.
Yeah.
7-4, 6-4.
888-957-9570 is the number. Also on the other side, I'm going to get into some of this sound from Jake Delhomme, former quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, played in the Super Bowl, and he was on with the morning show, and he talked a lot about Brock Purdy and the injury and what 49ers can.
He actually had turf toes done.
That's why we'll get into that on the other side. But I was saying this to Evan, so you know, I've been kind of dark the last couple of days, but I assume Brock Purdy has gotten through the week feeling good.
Oh my gosh, we hadn't even heard him. Remember, this was the day. Oh, Brock's good. No, he's not good. All that seems to evaporated. Now he's ready to go.
Look at his numbers and stuff.
He's ready to go. Part two, Steiny. This would be a second game back of Brock.
I look at it as
under the lights.
I look at it as part three. But yeah, I'm not.
Why three?
Because he started once, sat, started again, sat, and now he's starting.
He was hard.
So let me tell you something. Brock Purdy, he needs to practice. Kyle Shanahan will tell you how important practice is and how that's where you get better.
Doing squirt.
That's where you get squirt. I love squirt.
I bet you do.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Phrasing.
See, like,
what
we're
happened?
Too old.
What did I miss?
Not sophomore humor.
Yeah.
Just, I
missed it.
If they're taking apps and Venus, Mars, Steiny, I'm out of here, man. I'm on the first thing smoking. I'm tired of y'all, man.
What? I don't even know what you said. Like, it didn't register. But Evan seems to get a kick out of it.
I'll tell you during the break.
No, okay. I want to tell him now.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, coming up on Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. It's right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibbs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. Come on by for great food and great drinks. That is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
You know, we're all going through something.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. The Golden State Warriors are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the team's 1975 NBA championship, and that's tonight. Golden State's hosting Portland at Chase, 7 o'clock. All living members of the Warriors team are going to be on hand for the celebration. Rick Barry, Butch Beard, Charles Dudley, George Johnson, Jeff Mullins, Clifford Ray, Jamal Wilkes. Group will be signing autographs inside the Golden State shop at Thrive City. That's from 5:50 to 6:25. And throughout Friday night's game, the Warriors will honor the 50th anniversary of the organization's first West Coast championship in a variety of ways, including in-arena video features and a special on-court recognition. Tickets available for purchase at Warriors.com.
I'm so excited I'm going, man. Seriously, I am.
Are you going as a fan or as a media member?
A fan.
Oh, you got tickets?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Friend.
Where are your seats?
You know where.
I have no idea where.
Ray hooked me up. I hit him up. All right, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, top of section 121. That's fine. It's okay. It's good seats.
Ooh.
Right below the meaty section.
You got to stop dropping my
those
locale,
are good, those
dude.
Are good,
hey,
good
real
seats.
Quick. Right I got behind, this from the...
About diagonal up from the visitor basket.
Like,
right near Big Nate's
you
barbecue.
So messy. You would survive in prison, Stoney. You really would.
Dude, you think people are going to now stop by section 121?
No, I'm nobody.
Say,
no.
Goo? Where's
no.
Goo?
But the 707, Stoney.
Sure.
Don't forget about Chuck Barney, Goo.
Yeah.
I guess this is about your
what
past.
About him?
Says Stoney was his protege.
Yeah.
And who was that? Chuck Barney.
He was on the beat at the Contra Costa Times.
Oh, man.
Before I was. And he covered the Warriors for about, I don't know.
Last eight. Time you talked to Chuck.
You know what? I DM'd him about 3 years ago. Said, let's grab a coffee or a beer. And he said, absolutely. And then we didn't.
Well, that's how it goes. Yeah. Welcome to life.
Exactly.
But
so,
you reached out.
He's a great guy. He became
Chuck.
He became the television critic at the Contra Costa Times. So he went from the Warriors beat to like being...
Were you still on TV? Was he able to critique you or his?
Oh,
was...
No, I think he was gone by
okay,
then.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was gone by then.
I love
that was,
history,
that
man.
Was 10 or 15 years. But
we got Clifford Ray. You weren't here, but you got it basically with Rick Barry. I could hear those guys talk forever, Stoney.
I mean, in fairness, I remember when Clifford Ray was an assistant coach for the Warriors. I think he was under PJ Carlissimo.
Mm.
Trying to think.
He got a ring as an assistant with Boston. Yeah. It
said 2004.
Yeah.
Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, so that was...
That was doing a great time out.
That,
yeah. It's just... Who they play?
I was just... I don't know. I always just... You know, sometimes you get hit in the face with stuff when you're covering the NBA yeah. and you're like, wait a minute.
Sorry, 2000 to 2002.
Okay. Mm. Who's the head coach?
I think there were multiple.
I'm sure there were.
I'm going to take a guess. That was Montgomery.
I think it had to be Carlissimo.
Was that when the choking happened before then?
That was 97. Yeah, Carlissimo was gone by 2000. Actually, we might be looking at Brian Winters.
There may have been
or
three.
Or Dave Cowens.
I think there's three.
Three!
Saint.
Wow.
99, 2000.
Okay.
Dave Cowens.
Sure.
2000, 2001. And Brian Winters.
Wow,
2001 and 2002.
Man.
Yeah.
Three!
I remember I was just, we were one night, we were, I don't know, in Orlando or something, and it was halftime, and it was down in the media room.
Yeah.
I was, you know, a little younger, a little more naive, and it was halftime, and I, you know, go in to get a soda, you know, a little popcorn, and I remember, like, there was Clifford Ray sitting there having a couple hot dogs.
Now. Did you say anything?
At halftime, and I was like, what? Why is he in the media room at halftime? You know, you're still under the impression that they get into halftime,
you know, they get
a lecture, they go over film, Clifford addresses the big man. No, it's not like that at all.
But practice is different.
well, I mean...
Fofo started. He Clifford Ray, man.
What was Fofo?
That was his number.
Oh, 44.
Yeah. And Larry Smith. Those dudes had a big imprint on me.
49ers, Carolina. So you're going.
Yeah, as a fan. But I really want to stop by. I told Evan, I got to get some for them to sign. But Rick and Cliff, like, it's going to be a zoo. That line is going to be from here to the station.
Well, you better be a fan. You better not be using your media credential
and
asking for autographs, even if it is a signing.
I would never do that. With the credential?
Yeah, don't do that.
Then what? The joke you guys played on me should come true. Well, you and Kincaid and Evan.
I didn't play it. I didn't know what was going on.
No, they said you did.
I had no clue.
I packed up my stuff like it was over.
I didn't know if he was serious or not. Hey, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Monday Night Football, Levi Stadium. Niners can go to 8-4.
It's credible. Man, it's credible. It's incredible.
Who's better, the Warriors or the Niners?
Honestly, I'm saying the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because of the defense of the Niners, Donnie.
You know what?
The offense.
Stop giving them the excuse because quit thinking they just stink.
There's only one Fred Warner in this whole league. Like, I still get emotional just talking the fact that Fred's not out there. But here comes Taylor Bethune, really good player, playing great football, gets hurt. Curtis Robinson comes in. Like, he pops that ball loose, him and Upton Stout, at the goal line. You know, and there's Keon White, like, doing what he's supposed to do. Go chase the ball. Get to the ball. And he gets to the ball, and they recover it at the three-yard line. You're seeing guys take advantage of their opportunities right now. And that's coaching. And that's preparation. If I had to, it's 11 weeks, and nobody's, you know, nothing has been accomplished yet. But it is really hard not to look at what Robert Saleh is doing to this defense right now. It's amazing what he's done. And he was the one that probably went to bat for Bryce Huff. Keon White fits in with this, with how they play. To see Alfred Collins play like he did, and C.J. West, and these young kids just scrapping. I can't say that they're uber talented or they even know what the hell they're doing. They're scrappy as hell, though. Like, they're jumping over piles. They're getting off blocks. They're chasing to the football. It's fun to watch them play defense.
And it's okay, Goo, to have expectations.
Right. Well, I hear you. So I'm sounding like I don't.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're right. I mean, on paper, the defense is lousy, but
you're not playing the Rams every week, right? And
exactly.
Maybe that's what I'm holding on to.
But I also think this is where Saleh got to get some credit. Man. And like the next four games to me, or the next three games, I mean, if Saleh, like, I think if Saleh's as good of a defensive coordinator as people think.
And I was tooting his horn early.
They're not going to get, like, the next three games, they're not giving up 95 points. I don't think so.
But if Carolina, if we come in here Tuesday morning and Carolina, because I'm using your number, the Steph Curry, let's just say they put up 31, would you be blown away? And then that's kind of a loaded question, because you can say, well, did they turn the ball over? But if they got 31, would you come in here mostly on the defense, Donnie? Would you be like, wow, I didn't expect that, or that was to be expected? I think I'm leaning more to that was to be expected.
I mean,
and now that Bethune's out, like, how much can you just handle, man?
I mean,
I got you. I heard Baldy.
I think against these three quarterbacks and some teams that are offensively challenged coming up, and you've got your offense whole.
You got expectations.
They're going to be favored in the next three games. Yeah. So can you win them all? Can you win two out of the next three? Two out of the next three, you'll take. Three out of the next three, you want. One out of the next three, you don't want. None of the next three is kind of inconceivable to me.
Mm. And Evan
how
and I
lose
kicked
three
around
in a row right now.
Your hypothesis of disappointment if they didn't make it. You know, right now, with where they're currently sitting as a team, 7-4.
Yeah.
And these three games.
Yeah. They are on the inside looking out. And their offense right now is as whole as it's been all year long, and the schedule is at its weakest than it's been for the last, you know, these four games starting last week was a big time soft spot in the schedule. They're healthy offensively.
Yeah.
Go take advantage. Baldy was asked about Bryce Young. He had a great game on Sunday and a win.
Yards, yeah.
The week before, he was not very good against New Orleans. And they asked Baldy a good question. Is Bryce Young any good?
Not every week. Not every week, though. It's not a week-to-week thing. He's good. He's not Caleb, where you're just seeing this, you know, this massive improvement, you know, and then this consistency to it. He's not that. I mean, he's still 5'10". He's still undersized, still struggles to see some things. And if you can affect him, you're gonna have a chance to take it away, you know, a couple away. And he's got to move in order to get vision down the field to find some things. But I don't think he's a consistent player at all. And so you're going to see that last week was the best performance he's ever had. So it feels like an outlier, but we've seen him play well at times, just not on any consistent basis.
Am I the only one who watches football and says, I'm glad he had 400 yards passing last week coming into this game? I'm glad, because Saleh gets to see film of everything he did to have his best game in his career. And now he's a young player, so he'll want to quote-unquote duplicate it, but now's when you throw different stuff at him. And I think they'll have an answer
and
defensively for
don't
these
forget
young
about
quarterbacks.
They're running backs, Dottie, but why I got confidence now, just hearing you say that, Rico Dowdle, They stopped Robinson. Remember, Ron Robinson Jr. did nothing against the Niners Sunday night. Remember how, and it was real. He was respected, a superstar, I believe, and the Niners shut him down, basically.
Oh, Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, Bijan, they Brian. Yeah, Bijan. So, you know, Rico Dowell can run, but he ain't no Robinson. But hopefully, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean, and
styles make fights.
You know, it's funny because we were talking about the Warriors, and somebody said, yeah, they're right where they need to be. They're right where they should be right now. And, like, that's the way I feel about the Niners. Mm. All things considered, after 11 games, you're 7-4. This has been a weird season, but they're not 4-7.
No doubt. And so, how many teams would give their right arm to be 7-4, man?
I'd have to look at the standings, but I'd bet about 19 or 20 would want to be 7-4 right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Carolina coming in on Monday, and Portland is in town tonight to play the Golden State Warriors at Chase Center, 7:00. Warriors first game back. They have 5 straight home games now.
Yeah.
5 games.
Monday, Utah,
12
right?
games. 12 days.
You got all 5 now? You got the schedule up?
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight's Portland. Monday's Utah. Then what are we looking at?
Then we are looking
for next week.
Friday, Portland. Monday, Utah.
All right, 2 days in between the practice.
Wednesday, Houston. Saturday, Pelicans. Tuesday, Thunder. Man.
So you got some, that's you got what you guys are selling me or telling me.
And they I
got
heard, a lot of time. I heard that. And, you know, I heard what you said.
When?
Yeah, you did the practice. I see what you're trying to do. That's funny. It's fine. It's like, you know, you like Sam Green. Sam Green. You like Sam Green, the fan in Orlando. Sam Green. That's funny.
Oh,
it's funny,
man,
the first time.
Dude,
it's funny.
Not,
it's funny. Practice.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not going to laugh at practice all game long.
But real quick, just back to the Warriors. 9-8 is not where you don't look at them. Like, I get the Niners, and you're right, and I think they're past where I thought they were going to be. But 9-8, you're not saying that's where the Warriors should be.
What do you mean? That's the record.
Yeah, no, but you said, you know, to me, I was hoping 10-7, 11-6,
yeah,
12-5.
Well, they're not. They're 9-8. And I think it's okay.
Well, I'm not happy with it, and I'm not by myself.
Well, now, will you ever double back, and would there ever be a time when you might reassess your original assessment of the Warriors?
I got them going to the Western Conference.
Right, that's
so
what I mean.
There's nothing that's going to shock me. This is shocking me.
So when you watch this second unit and they stink, and you watch the veterans and they've been inconsistent, like, what if they just are a 41-41 team?
I would, like, and that very well, like, your boy would be hurt. And I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, I got it wrong, and I would tell you like I often do, but Steiny, this team's too good when all three are not out, the OG. So how many games do you think we're going to see real quick of all three of them out at the same time?
6.
It's got to be under 3.
I say
no
6.
More than 3. Steiny,
well,
that's your job as a boss to design it to where we might not be rich enough or talented enough with the others. Like, don't just throw away games, because I think if you continue to do, and you know what? Maybe if Kuminga's upright and healthy, then you got, obviously, so I put some respect on his name, you got a better chance to win that night's game.
I'm kind of done with Kuminga.
But you can't rest all three and just say, oh, it's going to be a loss.
I'm done with Kuminga. Like, I love Kuminga. I do love him.
Thank you, Evan.
I'm done with him. Like, he's not playing. He's no factor. If he comes back.
But why are you throwing in the towel? It sounds
like. Because I'm sick of it. Like, I'm sick of it with Kuminga.
But what if he's saying the same thing?
Well, that's right. He probably is. But I'm sick of thinking this guy is more of an impact player than he is. Mm. I don't think he stinks. I don't think he's a star. It's too much Kuminga. And it's just
you
gotta too
read
much.
That piece from Slater, man. It was very inside. I'm gonna send it to you.
I don't need to hear Jimmy Butler invited into his wine cellar.
It was,
what does that mean?
It was more than that. This is gonna shocker real quick before you go. Steve Kerr's not his biggest fan. Shocker, Kuminga's. How about that? I took that from the articles, Donnie. That's a for show.
If you go down the list of Warrior players on a good night,
oh my God,
who impacts winning the most?
Steph.
Okay.
Then Jimmy.
Who? Yeah. Then who?
I'll even throw in Dre.
Draymond.
Yeah.
Then who?
Kuminga.
Wrong. Sorry.
Wrong what?
Right now, Pajemski and Moody impact winning more than Kuminga.
Nation. This is Will Richard.
Oh my, I forgot you, Will. And Stani, real quick, that's why we're 9-8. That's your sequence.
So you're 9-8, and the reason you're 9-8 is because Kuminga, what?
No, I just
hasn't lived up to expectations.
He's been missed since he's been out. That's all. I put respect.
What's their record since he's been out?
Well, it was 3-0, but he played part of San Antonio only 8 minutes before he left.
And I hate to do that. Like, I don't want to sit here and say, well, they win when he doesn't play. But I'm just sick of overvaluing everything with him. We overvalue when he's it's just.
You got to understand, this is the one component I think you're missing to this. This can go two ways, and he can remain a Warrior.
He is
the best part of what right now seems like a bleak future in regard to what you have out after, and I don't like talking about this, after the big three.
He's that part means of the bleak future. He's part
I ain't
of it.
There.
Well, I am. Because here's why.
He's sick of the hype.
I'm just sick of it all at this point. Like, how many games did he miss now? Five? Last five?
I'm bad with numbers.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Happy Friday. You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I know there's a lot of bickering. We're talking pods. We're talking JK. You know, hey, are the Niners even good? Or who's better, the Warriors, the Niners? You know, I just want to throw kind of a generalization out there. And I'm trying to be a little bit happier, you know, trying to not bring work home, trying to not bring home to work, whatever the case may be, right? When it comes to the Niners and it comes to the Warriors, you know, for the better part of a decade, and then some, especially with the Warriors, we have an expectation, right? The expectation is, you know, for a lot of people, Super Bowl or bust, or, you know, NBA championship or bust. And just for me, and going back to the brevity of trying to just keep it a little bit more positive, it's like, you know, realistically, my expectations in the past were, you know, titles. But this year, you know, that's not really the expectation. The Niners defense, I don't think they're good enough, you know, to do anything in the playoffs. I don't think, you know, the Warriors as currently constructed are, you know, I don't think they're going to beat OKC, the Nuggets, Houston, you know, maybe throw San Antonio once they have a full year of, you know, development. They might get us later on in the year. So I think from my perspective, I'm just trying to, you know, enjoy the games. I'm enjoying another season of Curry. You know, Draymond, not so much, even though we love him. We love to hate him. We hate to love him, whatever you want to call it. You know, I want to enjoy the games. And, you know, whatever comes, comes. You know, no expectations. I want to be pleasantly surprised this year. I don't want to be disappointed, you know, and get my hopes up for teams that really, you know, they're really not as strong as they were in years past. So, you know, what I'm locking in on for me personally, I'm just enjoying the greatness of Steph Curry. You know, when the guys are having fun, I'm having fun, right? And, you know, from the Niners' perspective, I really want to see Brock Purdy. I want to see the offense score 30 points a game. I want him to kind of, you know, not that this is poo-poo and Mac at all, but I want him to kind of silence some of the naysayers.
Right.
And, you know, go into next season and everybody's fully confident. Like, you know what? Brock is our guy. And we still have Mac under contract, and he'll be able to back up and come in if and when, you know, Brock gets injured, whatever. But let's just be pleasantly surprised this year. Don't be disappointed if they aren't going to win a championship and it doesn't work out with Kuminga and Pods, whatever. You know, it's a Friday, gentlemen. Let's have a wonderful, a fantastic Friday, and let's have a wonderful weekend. And guess what, gentlemen? If you're not a San Jose Sharks fan or a hockey fan, hey, the time is now to hop on board because the young boys are humming. Well, I was about to say humming and coming. Pause, but hey.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Shasky and Spadoni had Macklin Celebrini on this morning. We're the show that did his first sports interview in the Bay, his radio interview. So we've been on the shark wagon.
I came in. The first thing I said to Evan was, is Guru mad? Because the morning show had him. Not us. No, because you always said he's ours, and I never like to act possessive.
Well, closed mouth don't get fed.
Well, we got fed. Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
No, my guy.
Willard and Dibs have not had
him. We got a bigger show concern. You've been watching this corner office thing with the boss?
No.
I got some Guru analytics.
Okay.
We're the last show that gets mentioned. I don't say anything to him. I'm taking Steiny, it's just good. God, throw us a bone.
Why? We don't need it.
We put up numbers.
That's why we don't need it.
I'm in there like, I see the video ending. I'm like, he's going to get us, Evan. He's going to sneak us in. And the video ends. No mention of us. We're putting up numbers.
And that's what
I'm up. Yeah. God. I just tell the facts.
Here's what I would say to Chris. I think the more I think about it, the Niners and the Warriors are kind of the same.
Yeah, but Chris was on fairy tale land.
They're in the middle of the pack.
This is life and death.
What I'm getting at is the difference between the 49ers and the Warriors is, to me, they're both kind of middle of the pack-ish in their conference. There's 15 teams in the West. The Warriors are six or seven.
Niners, and I get.
But what I'm getting at is they're 7-4.
Yeah, but you got Steph, Jimmy. I got you.
The 49ers are 7-4.
I got you.
Their season is 65% over. Right. They're
ahead of them. Yeah.
If they continue to play. The Warriors are 9-8. Like, they're 9-8. We don't know.
But I'm the same dude that was fighting everybody, and I wasn't by myself, so I thought, in regard to had Curry remain healthy, watch out.
Okay.
And then we turn around and come out the gate 9-8. Oh, but hey, hold on.
No, you got it all figured out.
Hey, we're 9-8 because we ain't practiced. Just wait till we start.
Let me tell you something. You better hope Willard didn't hear that segment.
The NBA.
You better hope Willard didn't hear that segment.
Unlike you, I ain't afraid of Willard or anybody.
You don't have to be afraid of him. It'll just put you in your place.
How?
He'll say, so practice doesn't matter. And you know what?
I didn't say that.
I may be a... Oh, don't make me be a weasel.
I coached Eddie House in CYO.
Don't make me be
a
weasel.
I know what practice means.
You didn't know how to run one.
I did.
That segment sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Ceremony Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. The deals end January 5th. Visit Ceremony Ford on Ceremony Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com. You're not a man of God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.